Yeah, delighted. It's been a stressful summer, really. Big decision on my part. I thought long and hard. Spoke many times with the chairman and bought into his vision, really, of what his plans were. And yeah, I'm here today, signed and ready to go.
So what is the vision, broadly speaking?
He's just said he's planning to bring more players in and try and kick up along the league, and I wanted to be a part of that. And one of the other reasons why was, I didn't like how it ended last season. Walking around the pitch and then just walking out the door, and that was done. I've worked too hard over 9 years to just give it away like that.
We shook hands on the way out the tunnel, and I thought, well, you're going to be here next year. You're not going to be. You haven't been in the team for 3 months because of injury. It was all sort of seeming to end on a really negative note, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And like I said, I didn't want that. That last 3 months wasn't nice, and so I've got an opportunity to make it a bit more positive and see what happens, and motivated to make sure that happens.
So, what factors were at play in your mind when you were trying to decide then?
What can I do more? 9 years. Do I need a new challenge? And is the club going to go forward? So yeah, discussions over with the chairman and the club made me mind up, and I'm here.
You were heavily linked with your former club, Middlesbrough. How tangible was that in the end?
There was discussions, and that's all it was that came to. There was no concrete offers or anything like that, so it's just speculation. And obviously, it's a club that's close to me, so it was interesting, but it didn't work out.
And was there interest from elsewhere, or was it just a straight choice between these two?
Yes, gonna digging deep there, aren't you? Of course, there was, yes, but this one was the best for me and the family, and I'm glad that I did it.
You talked about perhaps needing a fresh challenge and some fresh impetus. This takes you beyond a decade with West Bromwich Albion, so presumably you want to see, as you've already indicated, some real progress on the pitch now.
Yeah, obviously, I understand it's difficult. There's lots of teams and lots of players there, but I understand that the club are working really hard, and we've got a good group here. We just feel like we need a few more, and that we'll be able to push up the table, and not looking to that relegation fear, which we've had, last couple of seasons.
Because it's been a quiet summer all round, hasn't it, so far? But hopefully it'll pick up in the next few weeks now.
Yeah, I think that's down to the Euros, and I think it might just get a bit silly with all the new money and stuff like that. So, we'll sit back and see what happens. I do believe it's really tough. If you look at, from 11th place, anyone could get relegated. I think it's that tight. So safety first, and then we'll push on from there. We finished eighth, and I think that was a great achievement for, West Bromwich Albion. And ever since then, it's not been anywhere near where we got to. So that's, I think, the aim in the next couple of seasons, to get back towards that. And I think with the club and the lads who we've got here now, and with a few more, we'll be able to get there.
And just a final word for the fans, James, what would you say to them? Because you've had a
Yeah.
pretty good relationship with them over the years, generally speaking, haven't
Yeah,
you?
generally, yeah. Well, just as simple as thank you. Social media now, you can get pretty close to the fans as well. And some of the nice messages I got did have a burden on my decision. And I thank them again, and hopefully they can keep supporting and always be there.